Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories, oh what joy they bring to me, how I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, again, as we open your word this morning, we're asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to give us a greater understanding of this, your word, Father, to help us, to help others, and to open our hearts and minds, Father, to be receptive. Now, Father, be with us throughout this morning, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be this morning in Deuteronomy, Chapter 31. Have a moment to get there. And we start 31 here with Moses talking to Israel again, the people of Israel. And he's giving them some things, I guess, really, wrong to think about. Now, here's verse 1. And Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel. And he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also the Lord has said unto me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan. But we know by all of the stories and all that we've read about Moses and about this journey and all, that God wouldn't let him go into the promised land. He went up into the mountains, and Moses died in those mountains. We really don't know how long he lived there, but we know he died in the mountains, and God buried him. But we also know that Moses went to heaven. Now, verse 3. The Lord thy God, he will go over before thee, and he will destroy those nations from before thee, and thou shalt possess them. When Joshua, and Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as the Lord hath said. Well, see, we all know, too, that from before, that Joshua took Moses' place as the leader of the Jewish people. Now, verse 4, and the Lord shall do unto them as he did to Sihon and to Og, kings of the Amorites, and unto the land of them whom he destroyed. 5, and the Lord shall give them up before your face, that you may do unto them according unto all the commandments which I have commanded you. And you see, this is still Moses talking to the people. Now, he's telling them here in 6, he says, be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that goeth with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Now, what I want you to understand from that verse is this. If he would not fail them, nor forsake them, what would lead you to believe that he'll leave and forsake you today, when he has gave you and I a better way and a far greater way to make heaven our home even than ever before? We don't have to go and offer up offerings such as bulls and goats and things and do that every year because that their blood couldn't take away sin. We had one that gave his life to be our sacrifice that not only forgave our sins that we had done, but also could take them away. But we have to choose to follow him and to follow the word of Almighty God. Now, verse 7, and Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of a good courage. For thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. He let Moses know, you're going to be the leader. 8. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. There's a whole lot of knots in that one little short verse, isn't it? Now, 9. Moses wrote this law and delivered it unto the priests, the sons of Levi, which bear the ark of the Lord, and unto all the elders of Israel. And Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, in the solemnity of the year of release, in the Feast of Tabernacles, when all Israel is come to appear before the Lord thy God, in the place which he shall choose, thou shalt read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Now, 12. Gather the people together, men and women and children, and thy stranger that is writ within thy gates, that they may hear, and that they may learn and fear the Lord your God, and observe to do all the words of this law. Now, 13. And that their children, which have not known anything, may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God as long as you live in the land, whether you go over Jordan to possess. In other words, when you go into this new land to possess what God has given you, you're to live by this law. And the Lord said unto Moses, behold, thy days approach that thou must die. Call Joshua and present yourself in the tabernacle of the congregation, that I may give him a charge. And Moses and Joshua went and presented themselves in the tabernacle of the congregation. And the Lord appeared in the tabernacle in a pillar of a cloud, and the pillar of the cloud stood over the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord said unto Moses, behold, thou shalt sleep with thy fathers. People will raise up and go a-whoring after the gods of the strangers of the land, whether they go to be among them, and will forsake me and break my covenant which I have made with them. You see, God knows all. What does he know about you? Are you breaking his covenants that has been made with you? You see, we enter into a lot of covenants when we repent of our sins to Jesus, when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, bring him into our lives, and then when we are filled with the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, and as we go through life, we continue in making covenants with God. You say, well, I don't remember making any with God. Yes, we do. We make promises to him. And when you made that promise, if you really meant to keep it, that became a covenant. between you and him. When you got married, that marriage wasn't just between you and that woman or woman, you and that man. It was between the two of you and God. That's why it is talked so much of in the Word of God. When he told you that you became one, there should be no divorce. You see, we do live by covenant, yes. And as you get into God's Word, you find there are many of them. Now, God has told them here in 16 that they're going to break his covenant which he's made with them. 17, then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall befall them, so that they will say in that day, are not these evils come upon us because our God is not among us? And I will surely hide my face in that day from all the evils which they shall have wrought, in that they are turned unto other gods. God knows exactly what they're going to do. And they did exactly what he said they would do. And he done exactly what he said he would do. And they ended up scattered all over and through all nations. Without a land of their own. 19. Now, therefore, write ye this song for you and teach it to the children of Israel. Put it in their mouths, that this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel. For when I shall have brought them into the land which I swear unto their fathers, that floweth with milk and honey, and they shall have eaten and filled themselves and waxen fat, then will they turn unto other gods and serve them and provoke me and break my covenant. You see, God doesn't break the covenant. Man breaks it. 21. And it shall come to pass, when many evils and troubles are befallen them, that this song shall testify against them as a witness, for it shall not be forgotten of the mouths of their seed, for I know their imaginations, which they go about even now, before I have brought them into the land which I swear. Now, 22, Moses therefore wrote this song the same day and taught it to the children of Israel. And he gave Joshua the son of Nun a charge and said, be strong and of good courage, for thou shalt bring the children of Israel into the land which I swear unto them, and I will be with thee. Lord's telling Joshua he'll be with him. All right, 24. And it came to pass, when Moses had made an end of writing the words of this law in a book until they were finished, that Moses commanded the Levites, which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, saying, take this book of the law and put it in the side of the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, that it may be there for a witness against thee. It's going to be there in that ark, and it'll be a witness against Israel. Now, 27. For I know thy rebellion and thy stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, you have been rebellious against the Lord, and how much more after my death? I said, you've been rebellious against the Lord, me with you. Now, how much more are you going to be rebellious after my death? 28. Gather unto me all the children of your tribes and your altars, that I may speak these words in their ears and call heaven and earth to record against them. Just think about it. Now, 29. For I know that after my death, ye will utterly corrupt yourselves and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you, and evil will befall you in the latter days, because you will do evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands. But you see, God knows us all, each and every one of us, and everything we do, everything we even think. Now, 30. And Moses spake in the ears of all the congregation of Israel the words of this song until they were ended. Until they were ended. We have now come to the end of 31. Now, there's no way we're going to get to the end of 32 today, but we are going to get started in it, because it is a very long chapter. In fact, let's see, 52 pretty good sized verses in chapter 32. All right. Here in 32 in verse 1. Because you see, the reason I'm going on into 32, my sophomore year, we ended with Moses writing the song. Now here in chapter 32, verse 1, says, give ear, O ye heaven, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of the Lord. Ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he. They have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of his children. They are the perverse and crooked generation. Do ye thus requite the Lord, O foolish people and unwise? Is not he thy father that has brought thee? Hath he not made thee and established thee? Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee. Thy elders, and they will tell thee. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he sent the bonds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him a desert land, and in the waste, howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. An eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him. There was no strange God with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat and increase of the field. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the plenty rock, butter of kine and milk of sheep, with fat of lambs and rams for the breed of Bashan, and goats with the fat of kidneys of wheat. And thou didst drink the pure blood of the grapes. But Joshua run, waxed fat, and kicked. Thou art waxen fat. Thou art waxen. Thou art grown thick. Thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook God which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. These are words that Moses was writing. They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods. With abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils, not to God, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. 18 of the rock that beget thee, thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten God that formed thee. Oh boy. 19. And when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his son and of his daughter. We're going to stop right there. Because, you see, we still got a whole lot more to go in this written word. And I want you to really be ready for it. And if we get too much all at one time of this law that's being written, we'll forget most of it. I want to take it slowly, where a lot of it we can remember in our hearts, in our minds. Because a lot of it will even pertain to you and I today. All right. We're going to stop there and go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus and for the Holy Spirit. Father, I do thank you, Father, for the times that we can come together to share your word with each other, in our thoughts, in our beliefs, Father, that we can bring them together. Because, Father, we want to do your work, and especially in this ministry. We want to see your work accomplished, Father, according to your will and your way, not man's, but yours. And for Jerusalem and Israel, Father, we pray for peace for them. But we pray even more, Father, for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, and that one day Israel will be known as a land for Jesus. We know that that's the land where we were born. But, Father, they rejected him. They turned their back on him. And one day, Father, we pray that they'll return. And this land of ours, Father, has done the same thing and brought a lot more evil upon its own people. We're praying for this land to repent, and that our government be straightened out, put back upon the foundation in which it was founded, and that being upon your word, Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Putting Jesus back in every place that has been taken out. And most especially, Father, back in our schools, being given back to our children. Now, Father, to all that are sick, we lift them up. Pray for them, Father. Praying for their healing that has been given to them. By the stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ, they are healed. May they stand on that in faith, believing, and be healed. Father, as we separate this morning to go our own ways through the day, be with us all. Keep us in health. Keep us safe. And Father, bring us back together this evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Time and back into the Word of God. Father, this is my prayer this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, everyone. Walk through this day with God and he'll walk with you. Have a great day. Bye-bye now.